Hey, what's up? It's Joe. Welcome to my 5 Minute Friday for March 15th. So, yeah, just recovering from jet lag from my 2 week trip over to Europe and Saudi Arabia. And just when I'm kind of recovering, I'm going to go back to France next week. Those are 2 weeks ago. So, back again. More fun, but it's gonna be great. Gonna hang out with some great friends there, so yeah, should be good. Give some talks, and such is the life of Joe these days. Anyway, things on my mind this week. Yeah, I had a really good interview today with Keith Ballinger. He's a product evangelist over at SQL DBM, and we were talking about all things data modeling. Definitely one of my favorite discussions I've had on data modeling in ages. So stoked to drop that podcast episode. You know, in 2 to 3 weeks, whenever it comes out. But one of the things we were talking about was sort of the disappearance of, you know, higher level concepts like conceptual data modeling and logical data modeling at the expense of just focusing purely on the physical implementations of data modeling. And I think a lot of this comes back to how we've been thinking about data modeling and teaching data modeling, especially maybe over the past decade or slightly more. And this creeps into it a number of different ways, I would say. One example is when I would look at how, you know, beginners would ask, how do I learn data engineering, for example? Some of the first books that people recommend, and this is before my book came out, right? But some of the first books people recommend is Ralph Kimball's book, you know, The Data Warehouse Toolkit, which I think the first version of that came out in 96 or something like that, right? So and that book is all about, you know, analytical data modeling, building a star schema with facts and dimensions and all the gory details of that book. And that was a fantastic book for its time. It's still relevant, but that kind of shows you where the knowledge level is. If that's the book that people are pointing to saying, well, to learn data engineering, you must know Kimball. Yeah, you certainly need to know that. You certainly need to know about a billion other things too, right? That's kind of why I wrote the book with Matt Housley. We wrote Fundamentals of Data Engineering, was hopefully to capture a lot of the, you know, what we consider to be, you know, the sort of the underpinnings that of data engineering, but in a technology agnostic way. But I think, you know, that discussion of Kimball is very symptomatic of a much bigger issue that I see and how we're going about learning things like data and data modeling and so forth. And it's, we're so focused on the approaches. We're so focused on the tactics, so focused on the physical implementation of solutions that we fail to see the big picture of, first of all, why these tactics and approaches exist in the first place, right? So, a little history lesson. I mean, Kimball's dimensional modeling approach came about because the use of the relational model, especially when back in the day when databases weren't nearly as powerful as they are now. It was very constrained. You know, the types of analytical queries you do on OLTP systems back in the day, you know, on highly normalized data, it was difficult, right, to get the analytics that you needed. And so Ralph Kimball, you know, came up with his approach to analytical data modeling, and it's a wonderful approach. And that it involves denormalizing data, right? But you have, in order to denormalize, you first have to normalize data. And again, if you talk to data practitioners about normalizing data, especially the new crop, I shudder to think that a lot of them don't know what normalization is. In fact, I know this because I've asked you know, probably thousands of them at this point. And so, you know, and it's, you know, some other examples would be, you know, to learn data engineering, you just need to learn Python or Spark or MapReduce or whatever. You know, horrible advice people have. And again, these are focused on tools and tactics and approaches. It's not the underpinnings of what the field is, right? Why do we do what we do? Why would you choose Spark? Why should you learn Python? Why should you learn SQL or MapReduce or anything like that, right? So, you know, back to the discussion I had with Keith, it was, you know, the notion that in data modeling, right, there's, you know, three levels. There's conceptual, logical, and physical. And all too often, we're focused at the physical level. We start and end there. But how do you expect to understand the context of that which you're trying to model if you don't first start at the conceptual level, the high level? And that's the art of seeing the organization and the business that you're in, seeing the way things interact in the business, the relationships, the flow of information and, you know, entities and so forth, right? And this is where it really starts. This is how you can start coming up with a mental model of the reality of your organization. And a model, again, isn't a reality, total reality of your organization, to probably anticipate some of the semantic arguments about to get. But it's a mental model. It's a construct, right? And from there, you can start, translating that down, to a logical and then finally the physical implementation of that model. But all too often, what we do is we start with the physical implementation. Another good example in analytics is the use of one big table. Well, one big table, the popularity of that came about because, quote, joins are bad, right? Never mind the fact that in one big table, sure, throw all your data into one table, but, one big table, I think I called it WTF, wide, tall, and full. And all that happens is you keep adding more columns and you suffer from a lot of the side effects of not thinking through your data as well. So you can certainly throw all your data into a one big table. And that's a fine approach if you understand what you're doing and why you want to do it. But just because you want to avoid joins, well, okay, now you get to deal with all kinds of other fun side effects like data dependencies, update deletion side effects, merge side effects, and so forth, right? Stuff that normalization aimed to solve way back in 1970. So, I think it's about understanding all the different approaches, all the different contexts of when you want to use one approach over the other, and also understanding the larger picture, again, the conceptual model in which all these modeling approaches should fit in. But again, I'm glad I had a chance to chat with Keith. He's one of the smartest guys I know in the data modeling field and maybe in data in general, but it's refreshing, to see somebody who's been around the block for a long time and also seeing that, we just got to get back to basics on stuff. I think we're too tactics focused and not focused on, seeing and understanding the organizations in which we operate. And this is a huge disservice. I consider it professional malpractice if we're just doing data stuff to do data stuff and we're not stepping back to understand the environment and situations in which we're operating and trying to model, right? So anyway, that's my meandering rant for today. And yeah, I guess I just got a bunch of work I get done this weekend before I take off to France next week. But yeah, if you happen to be around, hit me up. If not, I'll be back in the States. I don't think I'll be doing any international trips for the rest of March or April, but hold my beer, might surprise you. And back on the road again in May. So anyway, hope you all have a great weekend and take care. Bye-bye.